We shall continue with Chapter 2, The Role of Human Resource in Hospitality. Here we can see that the human capital, the human resources is referred to the human capital of the hospitality industry. We have right at the bottom of the pyramid is the awareness. Once an employee joins the organization, it is the duty or the role of the human resource department to bring awareness into the staff that he is the capital asset of the organization. A sense of belonging should be initiated by the human resource department into the staff that are selected. Reasoning. The right reasoning is very important. He should know, every staff should be trained to know that the goals of the organization depends on his performance. Action. The right actions to be taken by the staff is very important. This is usually initiated by the human resource development department. Leadership. Leadership comes on top so that everything can be governed below. Leadership qualities mostly depends on the supervisor in charge of every shift or every department. Leadership is also in the hands of the head of departments so that right leadership can guide the staff down below in the right directions in attaining the goals of the units or the hospitality units. This is very important. Having realized that the manpower of the hospitality industry is the human capital or the asset of the organization, care should be taken by the human resource development department to see that they are well treated, their grievances are heard, they are given their rightful dues from time to time, and they are made to feel that they are part of the organization. The objectives of this chapter, the working and concept of the HRD in hospitality, the rapid changes that takes place which are introduced for the growth and development of the organization, development programs for the benefit of the staff, the productivity and profits depends on the human resource in hospitality. The structure, introduction. Human resource development in hospitality is different. This is a very important point to be noted. Hospitality staff facing the changes. Staff development is also different in hospitality. Strategic management. Improving productivity through human resources. The role of human resource management in employee performance. It is important to note that in every step, the role of human resource management is very important in the hospitality industry. Introduction. HRD in hospitality is different. It is a service industry, it is a travel industry, it's a food related industry. The importance of the tangible and the intangible. Why is human resource development in hospitality different? Here you see that the human resource development does not take any orders, does not do any business, does not serve food, does not clean the area, but still it depends on this department holds together the whole of the organization through the manpower that they recruit. Human resource in hospitality is different. They have to be trained differently. They have different skills. The manpower has to be selected, the right man for the right job, etc. And the importance of tangible and intangible. The tangible is what you can see, the decor, the room, the clean bed sheets, everything. The intangible is something that you cannot feel, you cannot hear, you cannot see, but you can experience the intangible. Every hotel product is linked with the intangible aspect That makes the product more expensive. It is the employees that give their best to bring out the intangible in the product. Characteristics of service. This, the hospitality industry being a service industry, we will deal today with the characteristics that revolve around the service. Intangibility is that which cannot be seen, tasted, felt, heard, or smelled before purchase. Every product that the hotel or the hospitality industry produces is attached with the intangible. If we have the best chef in the food production department, which uses the standard recipes, the best quality raw materials for the recipes, and brings out the most tastiest dish, which is served to the guest in a right professional manner, and there is no intangibles attached to it, the person serving it does not wish the guest, does not have a smile on his face, this product has no meaning. This guest will leave unsatisfied. Satisfaction, guest satisfaction comes mainly through the intangibles attached to the product. Inseparability is the next characteristics of service. This inseparability cannot be separated from the service provider. This is the whole possession of the service provider and it cannot be detached from him. Wearability, quality depends on who provides them, when, where and how. Quality of the product, quality of the intangible, quality of the service depends on who is the person who provides, how skilled he is, how presentable he is, what is his behavior and his attitudes. Lastly, but the most important is perishability. This cannot be stored, this service cannot be stored and used for later sale. It is very highly perishable. It can be given only when the customer comes to your restaurant. It cannot be sold beforehand or after that. So hence it is very perishable. Taking into consideration the characteristics of service, also the characteristics of the product. The hotel product is also said to be perishable. Both food and rooms, both are perishable. If it is not sold on that day, it cannot be sold any other day. Human resources in hospitality is different. Let us deal with this topic very carefully. The tangible, the intangible and the product. As I told you, the intangible and the product are two parts of the product itself. It is inseparable. The product will not make any sense if the intangible is not attached to it. Skills, training, refresher training, communication, attitude, teamwork and leadership are the qualities that will help to make the product more valuable, more priced, more giving you more intangibility in the product. The staff are to be developed differently. What you mean by staff have to be developed differently? Since staff are dealing with human beings, it is important that they are trained differently. They have to be given the positive attitude training, right behavior training, the right grooming training, etiquettes and manners are very, very important. The staff are concerned as human capital. In hospitality, this is a very, very important statement since the whole organization, running of the whole organization depends on the staff that are involved in both production and service. besides production and service, we also have the front office staff, the housekeeping staff, engineering staff, and other related departments, administrative, finance, purchase, stores, etc. All these staff have to be working day in, day out to meet the goals of the organization. Each department is very closely linked. In hospitality, no department can work in isolation. Without the cooperation, communication, and coordination with each other, nothing can be achieved. Hence, in hospitality, it is very important that every department works with shoulder to shoulder with each other. Specialization and skill importance for hospitality staff. Every department has a specialized function to perform. When we see in this picture, we find that the food production staff have specialized duties to produce. Some of them will be involved with the pre-preparation area. Some of them will be involved in the food production area. Some will be involved in plating, garnishing, and decorating of the food for the final service. The next we find that the restaurant is laid. We have particular staff trained to lay the tables, to set the tables according to the right cover display. Then in the third picture, we find that there is a service staff that has to be served. Technical skills and knowledge are implanted into the staff through training, whether it is classroom training or on-the-job training, so that they perform well. Besides this technical training, as we spoke earlier, the intangible is very, very important. Facing changes in hospitality. Hospitality caters to the international market. First point is service with a smile. This is the intangible. We are expected to forget all our worries. We are expected to keep our problems at home and come to the organization to give our best. Multi-skill creativity is also very important. It is not so necessary. Some of the skills cannot be given out or cannot be had. Multi-skilling can take place in only certain areas, not in specialized areas like food production or bartending. High labor mobility. Today we find that there are more and more institutes giving training in the hospitality education, and we find that there are lots of labor. But experienced labor is something that is very, very important for this industry to function well. Freshers have to be trained into areas that are required, where they are required to be placed. Nothing like having a trained personnel in every area. Multi-skill activities can take place in housekeeping, front office, stores, purchase, but not in food production and bartending. These are very specialized. Even in cake decorations, ice carvings, vegetable carvings are very specialized areas where multi-skilling or creativity cannot take place. High labor, unsocial working hours. Yes, this industry is tagged with this unsocial working hours. We have late shifts here. Shift timings, 3 shifts, maybe early morning shift. Sometimes there is something called the break shift where a staff is given work in the early hours and in the later hours. The whole morning may be free, afternoon may be free. This time the organization does provide him a resting place, but usually this shift is not very taken care of. Specialization. Specialization is another field where employees are specialized in certain areas. Purchasing is a very technical job where specialization is required in this area. Flambeing is another very specialized job where food is served in front, prepared in front of the guest on a flambe trolley. Mixing of drinks, say the cocktails and mocktails, is also having a very specialized touch. Changes in all areas. In the hospitality industry, we find that changes take place very, very rapidly. Rapid changes due to development, interior development, exterior development, development politically, socially, environmentally, of not only of environment but also of information technology and globalization. As I said, there are more and more techniques coming from the outside countries. We find that in the field of hospitality, we find that we have also robotics entering into this industry, where we find that some of the restaurants have robots to serve the customers. Staff development in hospitality. This area is a very important area of the human resource development department. In hospitality, having technical human relations and conceptual skills is not enough. We have to have employment concerns, moral and mentoring, legalities, strategic professionalism, and leadership. These are the other qualities that every employee should possess. Technical skills are those skills that are taught and can be improved on. Human relation skills is those skills that come from within. Human relationship in the hospitality industry is dealing with your staff, dealing with your colleagues, dealing with staff from other departments. And lastly, but the most important, is the service encounters that we have with the guest. The interrelation or the interactions between the staff and the guest. These are human relations. Conceptual skills are those skills that we have to differentiate between what is good and what is right, what is wrong and what is not so good. Now, when we talk about service, we have to be social, we have to be enthusiastic, we have to be responsible, we have to be vibrant, intelligent, courteous, and engaged. Social comes very easily once we are surrounded with guests or we are working as a team. The social attribute comes very easily. Social is that part where we have to work in a team, where teamwork and friendship also comes. Responsibility is when we are responsible for a certain job, we should see that we do it with our best. Vibrant, we have to always be vibrant, energetic. We cannot be clumsy and lazy in this industry. Intelligent, we have to use our intelligence at every stage of our duties. Courteous not only to the guests but also to our co-colleagues and the co-staff working with us. We have to be engaged. Engaged is to be focused on what we are doing. We cannot be unfocused. We have to engage ourselves totally into that service encounter to bring about the satisfaction to your guest. Hospitality staff are different. The staff should have a passion for service and hospitality. This service should come from within, a willing to serve, a willingness to serve. We as Indians are very hospitable people. We greet the guest and we are ready to serve. That makes a lot of difference when compared to the staff of other nationalities. A desire to make things happen. This is a very important step when we have to make things happen, and we have to have the right initiative. we have to have a positive attitude that we can do it and we will do our best. A sense of belonging. Most of the hospitality units make this happen with several motivational programs, appreciation programs that takes place from time to time. The first thing is a very good fitting uniform given to the staff initiates this process of belongingness. A passion to bring out the intangible that is attached to the hotel product. This intangible as can be brought out only by the person concerned and no one else. It cannot be forced out of a person. It should come naturally and it has to be attached to the product that they are selling. Characteristics of the hospitality industry. These are very important characteristics which affect not only the human resource department, but it affects every staff that is employed in the organization. This hospitality has no closure. It is open for 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Those on their way to senior position work for almost 10 to 12 hours per day. Evening and weekends are also included. So we have to accept the fact that we will be working while others are enjoying. This is a very important note to be made, to be very clear about when you're taking a job assignment or you are looking out for the hospitality industry. Besides this, this may not be so advantageous, but there are many advantages. If you have a passion to meet people, to see the world, this is the place where you are right, you can choose rightly. The strategic management process. Define the business mission. Usually the mission statement is always defined, and at the induction program, you are made aware of the mission statement of the organization. Every staff, it is the duty of every staff to work towards bringing about this mission statement into action. External and internal audits, these are very important to get the industry or the organization into firm control. Formulate new business missions. Yes, if there's an expansion program, it has to be initiated and formulated, and the HRD department will take the necessary actions. Translate missions into goals. This happens as soon as the human resources development organizes and the management holds the meetings with the head of departments. This mission is translated into goals. Formulate strategies to achieve the goals. Strategies are nothing but policies and procedures that will help you to attain the goals that are set by the organization. Sometimes the goals are very easily achieved, sometimes it becomes very difficult. The right marketing strategies, the right advertisement strategies, the right public relations will help you to attain the goals of the organization. Implement the strategies. Without implementation, nothing can be achieved. We have to implement it and follow up very closely so that the goals are met. Evaluate the performance. Evaluate the performance at every stage. Do not wait till the end of the year or the end of the financial year to evaluate the performance, but every month or maybe bi-monthly, the achievements or the goals could be evaluated. If the performance of staff is evaluated every quarter, we will find that there is much progress. We have the star progress performance appraisal made by the Taj, where it has shown a lot of satisfaction within the staff and the management. TAC and diplomacy is another standard which every employee of the organization should achieve. Right attitude to do the work. Maybe you are working under stress, maybe you are working with pressure to meet the goals. But if you take up everything with a right attitude, the sense of belonging is always there. The attitude, if it is introduced, will help you to work better. Calm demeanor. You have to be calm. You cannot be aggressive. Again, here, because you are dealing with delicate products, you are dealing with human beings. So you have to keep calm. Accept your mistake. Even if it is not your mistake, we have the very important, the guest is always right. Courtesy. Courtesy comes naturally during training. This is induced into you and it has to come out naturally. Punctuality is very important here because all functions in hospitality are time bound. No one and nothing can wait for each other. Hence, punctuality is very, very important. Good memory is a plus point to every staff. There's nothing like remembering a guest's name. If Mr. So-and-so comes to the front office counter for a room which he has reserved and you greet him by his name, for example, if he is Mr. Smith, you call him, "Good morning, Mr. Smith," it will make a lot of difference. Here you have a good memory by which you have remembered his name. He will feel like a family member and he will feel that he's been with you for in the past. You know him in person and he will start feeling at home. This is a very, very important attribute which every hospitality staff should possess. That is good memory. Loyalty not only to the organization, but loyalty to yourself by doing your best for the organization. HR matters. The hospitality staff will work within the framework of the policies and procedures to achieve the goals. Policies are set by the organization. The procedures are designed with experience, and hence it is important that every policy is accompanied by a procedure. The role of HRM in employee performance. HRM concept: internal motivation, flexible work schedules, feeling of unity, grievances and suggestion boxes, training and development courses. Here we find that the management forms the base of everything. It sets its goals. It shows the vision, mission, strategies, motivations, challenges, etc. And we have leadership that will help us in achieving all this. When we say that the policies and procedures, they go hand in hand. Every policy will have a procedure and every procedure will have to be followed by the line. When we say internal motivation is very important. Every staff is looking out for motivation and appreciation. Motivation can be in various forms. Every organization designs a form or a format for motivating staff from time to time, as this is very important in the hospitality industry. Flexible work schedules are designed according to the need of the staff, especially if we have to retain a staff in the organization. It is important that we have to introduce flexible timings. Feeling of unity is the teamwork that is strengthened by good leadership. A good supervisor can bring about the right teamwork, the right feeling of unity. There should be no my goal, but it should be our goals and the organization goals to be met. Grievances and suggestions. Yes, during the work, during the routine work, during the years of service, there are a lot of grievances that may be built up within the staff. like improper restrooms, improper washroom facilities, laundry service not being good can be addressed. If these matters are addressed at an early stage, corrective actions can be taken. Training and development courses are very important in the hospitality industry. As new and new methods are introduced in the area of hospitality. Relationship of staff with HRD. The performance of hospitality staff depends on effective human resource practice. What are the human resource practices? The practices are mainly dealing with the staff, updating their personal records from time to time, giving them the necessary appreciation and promotion from time to time, increment in salaries, bonuses, etc. Use of technology. The latest equipment should be introduced. By introducing equipment, we should also be able to train the staff in the use and care of the equipment. Corporate behavior. Corporate behavior comes in naturally. After training, it should come in naturally. Corporate behavior is the way you dress, the way you speak, the way you greet people, the coordination between your staff from other departments, coordination between staff in the lower categories, coordination and communication with staff in the higher categories. Individual ability is your ability to work and give out your best. If there is any problem in the ability, in your own ability, you could ask for training in that particular field. Suppose you are suddenly transferred to another department where you have no technical knowledge about that area. Skills should be developed either on your own or through the HR department. Thank you.